This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is intended for mature audiences.
Michael!
Yeah?
What do you see?
There's a hole.
A hole?
Something in it. There's, oh my God. It's bodies!
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum. Look around you. A heavy rope twisted into a noose, stained by time and the blood of man. One man. It is a hangman's rope. An excruciating way to die. And suicide, it's the choice of those beyond mercy. Those who must atone for the darkest, most unspeakable sins. And that is where our story begins. Our tale of the Dark Sanctum.
By now, right? The harbor. I guess we'll know it when we see it.
I'll look for boats. Oh!
What is it?
Baby just kicked.
Let me feel it.
Did you feel it?
I felt it! Future football star there. Clyde.
We are not calling our son Clyde.
Why not? Hey, Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
It's a classic badass name.
No Clyde, no Mervin, no Cletus.
No Cletus?
No, definitely no Cletus.
Wait. There it is.
What?
At the harbor, there.
Thank you.
This is a harbor? There's one boat. I thought a harbor was full of boats and yachts.
That's no yacht. It's more like the Orca.
The what?
The fishing boat from Jaws.
Oh, great. Didn't that sink?
Let's not discuss it. That's bad karma. All aboard!
It's called the Mercy.
As in, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I can see why your dad didn't want you to have this boat.
Yeah, he had more sense than you did. Sick old man living on a Social Security in a one-bedroom in Van Nuys. God, he had no business owning this.
It's a boat! Why shouldn't you have it? When he died, the estate was gonna just auction it off or junk it. Saved it for us.
Michael, you trust this broken-down all-wooden boat in the open waters?
The estate lawyer said it was seaworthy. Besides, it was important for your father.
Well, he was ill, Michael, mentally ill, and my mom was even worse.
Well, glad you were adopted.
Yeah, me too. My mom always wanted a boy, but they ended up with a girl.
A girl soon to be a mummy.
Stop. You have my bag?
Right here.
And you honestly want to spend a week on this boat, or however long we're lost at sea?
We won't get lost. It's a navigation system, anyway. This key starts the motor. Look. Fuel level says full. Ooh, tickety-boo. Look, this is our last big adventure before the baby comes, okay? And it's just going to be sleepless nights, nappy rash, play dates, and teacher-parent conferences. Besides, boats don't fall into your hands every day.
No, no, they fall into disrepair.
Whoa, listen to that purr. I'm gonna take our stuff below, and we're gonna go out to sea.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Arr. Misty, look. Out there. Look, way out there. Lights on land.
Oh, we're so far out.
Shh. Listen to that. What do you hear?
Nothing.
Mm. Isn't that wonderful?
Maybe a little.
Why don't we finish this conversation below? Whoever was here is gone.
Michael.
What?
Where are the lights?
What?
The lights.
On the horizon, where are they?
Shit, we must have drifted.
But you dropped an anchor.
I did. It's broken or cut.
Over there.
The helm. What?
Oh. Shit.
The navigation is shattered.
Fuck. I have my phone.
We're too far out.
We need a gun.
We don't have a gun or a radio.
Flares?
I don't see any. Let me see. Think.
What happened?
The panel just fell out by the helm. There's something inside.
What is it? Michael, what is it?
I don't know. A cassette tape. We've got to stay calm. There's nobody here now. It's pitch black. We can't go anywhere. We just need to hold on till morning. Coast Guard, you know, their patrols. They patrol these waters. They'll find us sooner or later. They'll find us.
Our baby is on this boat,
Michael. I know. I'm going to protect all of us. I see a tape player below.
Let me see the tape. Writing.
What does it say?
It says, listen.
She wanted it, and she was gonna have it. I'm gonna keep trying, she said. I'm gonna keep trying. She wanted a boy. But what is this? Is that a boy? I can't tell. What is it? I deliver them at home, all of them. But every time, what's wrong with it? Look at it! What's wrong with it? Why does it look like that? What's wrong with its face? So we try again. And again, and again. Look at it! It's the same! What's wrong with it? Freaks! Freaks! No, no, we can't have that. It's cruel. Stop it. Kill it. So every time I take a pillow and every time, again, God help me. I wrapped them up, all of them. I hid them where nobody would find them. They will never be at rest. I hear them everywhere. I see them everywhere. They can never be buried. They will never be free. We will always be damned.
Oh my God, what did he do? What did he do?
Why did he hide this cassette on this boat?
He hid it where nobody would find it.
I'm going up there.
Don't you leave me.
Stay here. I mean it.
Oh, God. These two. Fuck. It's bodies.
What?
Pile of bodies.
bodies. Infants. They're dried. Huge, crooked heads. Mouths open. Frozen. Oh, God, it's claws for finger muscles. See, this is a grave. This whole boat is a grave.
I'm coming out there.
No! What are you? What are you? Stay away! Get back! Get back!
Burial at sea, okay? Okay.
It will never be free.
The Dark Sanctum. Episode Damned. Starring Bethany Joy Lenz, Clive Standen, and Michael O'Neill. created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Executive producer, Paul Anderson, for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.